B-Pod Studios.
Today they have to decide whether they're going to franchise. The earliest they can decide whether to franchise Mr. Nick Foles and then try to make a move for him. Tim McManus, covering the Eagles for ESPN.com, is on the Comcast Business Hotline. Tim, what are you feeling right now? What are you hearing?
What's going on, Mike? Yeah, so today is the first day that the Eagles or anybody in the NFL can designate one of their players with the franchise tag, and that goes until the 5th. So February 19th to March 5th is the window. And I think that the Eagles are going to use a lot of that time, that allotted time, to figure out whether or not they can line up a trade for Foles. And the answer to that will dictate whether or not the franchise tag gets placed on him, because they are in no position to just franchise tag him and then see what happens. I mean, that's a $25 million gamble that they will not be able to make. And so they're going to use this time, and certainly the combine coming up will be a great kind of spot for that, to see if they have a trade partner that they can kind of get into making a deal.
Yeah, they're probably talking behind the scenes. So do you believe that they're having trouble right now orchestrating a trade so far?
I don't know if I would call it trouble, but I think it would be, you know, at least my read on it is that they don't have a trade partner in place yet. And I think that if you look around the kind of the marketplace, you know, who are the teams that would be willing to pony up in a deal for Foles? And you know, just trying to take the temperature of the league, it doesn't seem like there are a lot of landing spots for him. And it would only shrink more, you know, if you put the tag and trade designation as part of it. You know, Jacksonville Jaguars, I think, are going to end up having interest. Whether they are willing to make a deal, I think, depends on just how scared they are, essentially, of losing him to another team. You know, so a lot of this, I think, is going to be about Howie Roseman and whether creating a market or creating an impression. You know, if you don't make a deal for him, you could lose him. And I think that might be a lot of the cat and mouse game here. But if you look around, I mean, who are the other teams?
Well, that's what I was just going to ask you. Who else do you think could be involved? And could there be division teams involved?
Well, that's the one thing that you could play, but I don't see it. You know, the Giants seem to be committed to Eli Manning for another year and using him plus maybe a draft pick to figure out their quarterback situation. Washington had just given big money to Alex Smith, and even though he's not going to be available, you know, the read there is it doesn't seem all that likely that they would kind of reinvest big numbers in another quarterback. So that would take them off the table. And as we know, you know, Denver just made a trade for Joe Flacco, and that takes another potential landing spot away from them. So, you know, outside of Jacksonville, honestly, there's no, like, single team that you can point to and say they would definitely take Foles. I mean, it seems like the Jags are the sure one, and then it gets a lot fuzzier from there.
All right, let me ask you the value part of this, because Flacco's value is a fourth rounder. I would assume that that's what would be Foles' value also, but maybe even less, because every team knows that the Eagles have to trade him. What do you think is his value right now?
Yeah, I think a mid-round pick sounds about right, like a third or fourth rounder for Foles, if it ends up coming down to that. And as you say, you can kind of use Flacco's deal as a market setter. And you can make the case, I think, if you're the Eagles, that Foles presents a little bit more value. But as you say, on the other side, you know, things have slimmed down. So there's just not a whole lot of leverage that the Eagles can hold over another team. And that's especially true because everybody in the world knows that they can't hold on to him for $25 million, which really complicates this whole thing. And then there's a whole other factor of, is it even like legal within the NFL realm to tag him, considering that everybody knows that he's not going to stay? And there's some language in the CBA that suggests it might not be kind of within their power to do that. So in other words, there's a bunch of different obstacles that are in front of the Eagles. They have to find the trade partner. Really, the Foles camp has to be willing sort of on the back end to go along with it. And then there's the whole deal with the collective bargaining agreement as to whether it's a fair game or not. You know, so the stars really need to align for Philly to pull this off.
All right, clear this up for me. If his value is only a fourth rounder, then wouldn't it behoove the Eagles to just not franchise tag him, let him go, get the compensatory pick, which has been reported would be a third rounder?
I think that that would be the max that you would get. And, you know, that whole compensatory pick formula is dependent on how many guys are going out the door and how many you bring in. It's not really a slam dunk, and the comp pick would be in 2020 as opposed to getting it in hand in 2019. I think that there's some value to that. But, yeah, I mean, to your point, if you're getting a third rounder in 2020 versus a fourth rounder or below in 2019, then, yes, I think it would make some sense to kind of save the headache of all of this and go that route. And that ultimately might be the way that this thing plays out. I mean, I think that really it comes down to whether Roseman can, you know, kind of work some magic over the course of the next 2 weeks. Otherwise, they're going to have to let him roll, but they should get a nice compensatory pick back. So I would say, you know, if they can end up getting a third rounder for him now, certainly they would pull the trigger. But, you know, there's a lot of things that have to happen for that to take
place. What's your best guess as to what happens here?
Well, I have a lot of faith in Roseman's ability, obviously in his position, but I do think that there are some roadblocks here. So I kind of have been going back and forth on this, but because of all those roadblocks, I'm just not sure that they're going to be able to pull it off.
All right. They wouldn't, like, because a lot of people ask this question. Well, I don't want to see him go into division. If the Giants do shift gears and say they want him and they move Eli somewhere, would the Eagles be afraid to trade him to the Giants? Because I look at it like the opposite way. I mean, why would they be afraid of Nick playing against Nick Foles?
You know, I mean, there's a couple different ways to look at it. I see where you're coming from. I would say that one thing that they might want to avoid is kind of the narrative that goes along that and the comparisons that you would have to deal with in division for the next however many years. You know, there was already so much made of Carson Wentz versus Nick Foles already. And then if you put him in a division and have the team stacked side by side and the comparisons ongoing, that doesn't seem particularly ideal. And then, of course, there's the other chance that Foles ends up being really successful. And there is something to be said for the way that his career is starting to turn a little bit. I mean, he's had the ups and downs, but it does seem like he's gotten comfortable in the league and has figured out what works really well for him. And if he can kind of translate the success that he's seen in short doses over the last 2 years into kind of a bigger picture, you know, that can be, you know, that can really help a franchise. So, yeah, I think ideally they want to get him out of the division. I don't think there's any question about that. Their preference, get him in the AFC if they can. That's part of the attraction of trading him and why they're holding out hope that maybe they can make a deal.
Okay. I'm looking at a mock draft fresh off the press. It is Mel Kiper's mock draft 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
And his 2.0 draft has the Eagles taking Trayvon Mullen, a cornerback from Clemson. Now, from what we've heard, it's very strong a defensive line that they would go there. Would they take a cornerback?
Yeah, I'm having trouble picturing them taking a cornerback in the first round. And people have varying opinions on just how good the young CBs are on the Eagles roster. But I know that there are people in house that are still bullish on Sidney Jones, even though he hasn't proven it on the big stage as of yet. And, you know, Craven LeBlanc as a slot corner turned out pretty well last year. And you also have guys like Jalen Mills, and you have Avante Maddox, who really impressed. Rasul Douglas. I mean, so there's enough there where I don't know that it would be the most appealing thing to take a CB in the first round. Plus, you know, I think that Howie Roseman has already stated that he views this defensive line group as historic. And pass rushers usually go early. Mm-hmm. So, I think it makes more sense to me that they would go along like the defensive front before they would go corner.
Last question. Would they have any interest in Big Chest?
Antonio Brown,
now known as Big Chest.
Yeah. Certainly just kind of on the surface. And I've seen people say, well, what if they trade Antonio Brown for Nelson Aguilar so the money kind of matches up and all of those things. You would have to kind of investigate just what sort of headaches Antonio Brown caused, why they're moving on from him, and those types of deals. And then you also have to figure in the cap. So, you know, the Eagles are going to have to make some maneuvering. They're going to have to maneuver a little bit here. I just looked at the roster management numbers on ESPN, and the Eagles are currently 32nd out of 32 in cap space. They're at plus $22 million right now.
Yep.
That'll change a lot once Nick Foles comes off the books, and they Tim Jernigan, I think they can get him off the books. That'll clear like another $10 million. So they'll find a way to kind of whittle themselves down. But if Antonio Brown is looking for like fully guaranteed money, and wants to redo the deal, I think that would be prohibitive for the Eagles. So I'm sure interest on the surface, sure, but whether they can actually make it happen, probably another deal altogether.
All right. Say hello to Mac Hollins. Timmy, thank you, buddy. Good information. We'll talk to you.
All right, Mike.
Here is Tim McManus and Comcast Business Hotline, giving us the information on the Nick Foles situation. But you know, if the Eagles did sign Antonio Brown, you know what they would say. What? They're two words. They did their
due diligence.
Due diligence.
They did their due diligence.
Yes.
It's fine.
Yes.
It was a certain, the
right
course there. He's
okay.
A winner.
Yes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.